With Brand Canada, damaged due to cuts to foreign student permits and immigration levels by the federal government over the past year, international student applications to Laurentian University are down by 64%. The university's provost, Malcolm Campbell, revealed this information at the February 21 meeting of its Board of Governors. "We, like other universities in the sector, are seeing a decline in interest in our university from an international perspective," Campbell said. So Brand Canada has been damaged by the actions of IRCC, Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada. The confusing policies and changing policies that they have released over the course of the last year has damaged Brand Canada, resulting in fewer students being interested in attending university in Canada. He said Laurentian is working very hard with its international agents to make sure that the value proposition for Laurentian University remains strong, and trying to convert applications into enrollments. "However, we are down like the rest of the sector," Campbell said. "Interest is down, so applicants at this point in time are down 64%. Now you will note, as per the financial report, that last year we were up 56%, so perhaps a little less damaging for us, but it still will be damaging. It could be damaging to our budget." In response to a question from board member Brian Ramaco, Campbell said domestic applications are actually up by 11%, which is unusual in the university sector. "While our international applicants are down, our domestic applicants are up 11%, which is really quite a remarkable increase," Campbell said. "We were up 6% last year. We're up 11% this year. It was enough that a pundit for the post-secondary education sector, Ken Steele, gave our team a shout-out for the incredible work that they've done relative to the rest of the sector and being able to attract domestic recruits. I think we sit third in the province right now in terms of attracting in terms of year-on-year percentage increase in domestic applicants." Ramaco, the owner of local outdoor sporting goods store Ramaco's Source for Adventure, said when business is down for a store, you get customers in the doors through markdowns. He wondered what strategies Laurentian could employ to get more international students to apply. "Governor, excellent question," Campbell said. "As but a feeble-minded biologist, I think that's called a loss leader, if I'm not mistaken. And that is indeed a strategy that we employ. So providing entry scholarships for students from abroad as a means by which, effectively, to provide them with a rebate on their tuition, is a way to get that student in-house, and then they are providing their tuition in the subsequent years that they're here with us. So it's exactly the same strategy as a markdown, effectively, but it's one that is very effective at attracting students. So we are looking at that." Promising more detailed information at the next meeting, Campbell provided the high-level remarks on new applications to Laurentian University as an add-on to the discussion about Laurentian's latest enrollment figures, which were as of November 1. They showed overall full-time equivalent, FTE, enrollments are up slightly year-over-year, plus 1% or plus 93 FTE. Official FTE enrollment counts did not meet the 2024-25 budgeted enrollments, said the enrollment report, given Laurentian had actually planned for a year-over-year increase of 3%. However, Laurentian is actually ahead of the game when it comes to billed tuition fees, bringing in $68 million as opposed to the budgeted $67 million, with higher-than-expected international tuition revenues. "Domestic enrollment is behind minus 2% or minus 89 FTE year-over-year. While there is an increase in new undergraduate intakes for both on-campus and online degree programs, it is not enough to offset the decline in returning students. International enrollment is ahead plus 14% or plus 183 FTE year-over-year due entirely as a result of the flow-through of returning graduate enrollment in course-based master's programs from last year and the spring of 2024. These numbers, which are now 3 months out of date, had already been presented to Laurentian's Board of Governors in December. Many of you will have a sense of déjà vu in reviewing the presentation," Campbell said, adding that they're actually the most recent official numbers. He said Laurentian is working to have its Board of Governors meetings align better with the ministry reporting periods for enrollment so more timely information can be provided. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's assistant editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.